There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
You've got us live in the Dubai Eye Studio 103.8 until 2 o'clock this afternoon, and it's the highlight of your listening week. It's all about food. The Thursday Brunch Show is where we wear our stretchiest clothes. I've been known to dig out a pair of pregnancy leggings in the past, and we have some of the region's best chefs, cafes and restaurants bringing in food for us to enjoy. And we've got live tastings this afternoon. We've got the latest foodie news and also your chance to be treated to dinner out and about with family and friends. So who's in the studio? This afternoon, we're joined by husband and wife team, Bill and Michelle Johnson, whose love of pizza has quite frankly changed their lives. What started as a passion project to create great food for friends at home has turned into a business, and their pit fire pizzas are some of the most loved across Dubai. Good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Also in the studio, we've got Chef Dan Rana. He's the man behind soul food served at the Dubai outpost of Jamaican joint Miss Lily's. At this spicy spot, food fans and celebrities can rub shoulders with Ed Sheeran, Bella Hadid and Rihanna visiting the restaurant whenever they're in town. In case you're wondering, Ed Sheeran had the jerk corn, hot pepper shrimp and jerk chicken, and we'll be enjoying some of these dishes later on in the show. If it's good enough for the biggest, you know, singer-songwriter in the world, I reckon it's good enough for us. Hi, Chef, how are you?
Hello.
Nice to have you on. And we're also joined, really lucky to have Dahlia here, Dahlia Dogmarker, who is from the famed Dahlia's Kitchen, recipe creator, cookbook author, entrepreneur, and she's famed for her Syrian German dishes and love of cupcakes, while her Instagram feed is a real account of her travels, life as a culinary nomad. Born in London, raised in Paris, and a longtime New Yorker, Dahlia moved from Beirut, where she found a kitsch bakery and kitchen, and now she lives here in Dubai. Good afternoon, Dahlia.
Hello.
Lovely to have you. We've got a real full studio this afternoon. My desk is lit up with lights. We've got so many microphones on, and it's really fantastic to have you on. So later in the show, we'll be trying dishes from Pit Fire Pizza, including one with some pretty unexpected toppings. Chef Durham and Dahlia are looking very intrigued by this. We're not going to tell you. And Chef Durham is going to be serving up some of the signature dishes from Miss Lily's. And we can't wait, really. So while I've got such a great foodie panel in the studio, I want to ask what you've been doing in the foodie world. Where have you been trying recently and what you've got planned for the weekends? Dahlia, have you tried any new cafes or restaurants recently, or even a new dish that you want to shout about?
Have I tried any new cafes and restaurants? Actually, one of my new favorites, I moved to City Walk, and I will say Izu Bakery and Brasserie
in BHV.
It's amazing. You know what? I find it's one of those casual, you know, you just walk in and the food is simple, but it's amazing. And it's amazing every time. It's a small menu, which I think, you know, sometimes it's better.
It is. It takes your confidence just to do a small menu, but you do things properly. We love Chef Izu. He's actually on the show next week, so I'm hoping you'll bring in some of those pastries. But I've really followed his career from Le Petit Maison, Le Serre, and now BHV. So that's a great tip. What did you enjoy from the menu? Can you remember?
I mean, I've been going there so much that the staff now starts laughing when they see me walk in.
Hi, friend.
Yeah, it doesn't help that I live right above. But I've had their, which I love their smoked salmon filet. So I've taken friends there and they're like, smoked salmon and a filet? And it's so good. It comes with asparagus that are perfectly cooked and it's just amazing. Ooh, so
that sounds
highly
fantastic.
Recommend
I'll
that.
Speak to producer Joe, see if we can get Chef Izu to bring that on next week.
Yeah,
all right. She's giving me
Let
a wink.
I told you.
I will. Maybe start getting some commission on that smoked salmon filet.
Absolutely.
Chef Durham, where are you enjoying eating out, or what have you got planned for the weekend on the foodie front? Are you working?
Yeah, I'm working.
Oh, that's hospitality, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the life of hospitality. Like, weekends are mostly busy, so we have to be there. But the last visit, what I have it in, this was a Turkish restaurant, Ruya.
Oh.
So I went over there, I ate their food, they're like fantastic.
Colin's fantastic, isn't he?
Fantastic. I mean, the food, the vibe, the taste was like truly amazing.
You were transported to Turkey?
Yeah.
Oh, yum. Oh, I'm glad we are going to be eating some food later in the show because I'm getting hungry. Michelle and Bill, where have you been recently? Any recommendations?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, we sort of stumbled on Basta by David Myers in the Renaissance. Yeah, and we were blown away, actually, by how good it was. We had a meatball pizza, which...
Now, here's a question for you. As pizza experts, do you order pizza when you go away? Yes, you clearly do.
Yes, we do, don't we? I mean,
do you do that in a kind of a checking out the competition way? Are you just such mega pizza fans that you can't help yourself?
It's a little bit of both. It's a little bit of both.
So what was meatball pizza like?
It was delicious. One of the things we liked so much about it is it was like a Neapolitan style, but the crust was a little crunchier than you normally find. And we loved the flavor of the meatballs and this little chili jam that they had on top of them. Oh, it was so nice. It was delicious.
So you're going to be stealing. We might see a meatball pizza on
the
menu.
We were definitely inspired by that. You know, we would obviously, if we did one, it would be very different. But we were definitely inspired by it.
Where are you guys from back home, you guys?
So I grew up in Alabama. Bill grew up in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And we lived in Texas for a while, and then we lived in Seattle for 4 years before we went overseas.
Now, here's a news story that I want to run past you. This is about Americans, I'm afraid, guys, getting a bit of bad press. Americans waste 150,000 tons of food every day. So that's a kind of equal to 1 pound per person. What really surprised me about this news story is that it's actually the more affluent and the healthier people who are wasting more food because they're buying more fruits and vegetables. So they're most likely to be thrown away, followed by dairy and then meat, which does surprise me in some ways, but I have to confess, I have to buy fruit and vegetables on a pretty regular basis. Otherwise, I am prone to, you know, throwing away a bag of really soggy salad at the end of the week. Any food waste tips, anything from the restaurants that you guys are doing to kind of reuse ingredients or repurpose things day after?
Yeah, what we do is whatever, we serve staff meal every day. Like family, it's called family meal in some places. And whatever we have that's maybe gone off that's not quite good, the staff kind of just cook it up and have it with their staff meal. So that's our way of kind of making sure that we don't throw anything out.
What would you serve it for a staff meal?
Well, for example, a lot of our staff are Filipino, so they love making adobo. So we've had adobo with like every possible thing you could imagine in it, from pineapple to potatoes to, you know, tomatoes.
It all goes in,
yeah.
And what about you, Chef Darham? How do you do your family meals in the kitchen? What are you serving up at Miss Lily's?
For our family meals, like what we cook over there, like most of the jerk things, like that's we have in our menu also. But like we, if topic comes from the wastage and everything, what we use, like whatever you were using for our menus and everything, whatever's left over, it's still consumable. Like we can have it, like trimming of potatoes, mm-hmm. from trimming of your chicken and everything. We just take it, we make a nice meal for our staff so they can have like healthy food plus yes. the flavorful of.
You need your staff to be full and happy, right? Yeah. Otherwise that's going to pass down to the customers. So let's have a look at some headlines.
The latest food news.
Now, actually, let me tell you guys a story. I'll put on my storyteller voice for you. Some years ago, a family of cheesemakers in the hills outside Bern in western central Switzerland were making a batch of cow's cheese. As per tradition, they shaped the cheese into fist-sized balls and left it to mature in a damp cave. And then they forgot about it. Some weeks later, they found it covered in a thin layer of green-blue mold. Most people would have thrown it away. What has actually happened is it's called Blue Brain Cheese, and it's the mouldiest cheese in Britain. So two guys have brought it over to the UK, and they're selling it in Borough Market in London. And it's kept in its own box with a glass front dresser chilled to 5 degrees, and it looks like a blue brain. I'm going to hold it up for you guys, and we'll put a photo on our social media. If you want to get in touch with the show today, 4001, give us a call, 04-423-1010, or get in touch using the Dubai iMessenger app. Michelle, you do not look impressed by the blue brain cheese.
I like blue cheese, but...
is that too far?
It was the shape. It's the shape.
It's the brain, not the blue, that's grossing you out. Dahlia, are you a cheese fan?
I grew up in Paris, so that's like... Yeah, and I mean, the bluer, the better. So I'd love to try that.
You need to get to Borough Market.
Absolutely.
See if they can bring it over. But we're talking this afternoon. I think blue cheese is something that really does divide people. People are like, oh, love. Or people go, not for me. And we would like to treat you to a 500 dirham voucher to spend at Miss Lily's. And we want to know, what food do you love that other people hate? So maybe it's pineapple on pizza. Pitfire guys, is there pineapple on any of your pizzas?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
So you're pro pineapple.
Pro.
Mark Lloyd from The Ticket says his food would be a cheese and beetroot sandwich. I personally hate beetroot. Or maybe it's semolina or offal. Or maybe a really weird combination. I'm a big fan of, and I'm really sorry about, I love ketchup sandwiches. I know. Don't look at me like that, Bill. Bill, what would be your kind of food that you like that everyone else goes, oh, it's gross?
I've always been a big fan of peanut butter and jelly and pickle sandwiches with...
peanut butter and jelly, yes.
And pickle?
With pickle.
And
yeah.
pickle.
Yeah.
Why does that do it for you?
It's, well, you know, just like our pizzas, it's balance. And I think that when you put pickle on a sandwich like that, it's the acids that cut through.
And you have some crunch so factor as well.
Yeah, and when we're crafting new pizzas, we're, you know, it's this balance of savory and sweet, you know, where we're looking for some saltiness and some sweetness. And you get that from pickles in a sweet sandwich.
So that's Bill's kind of weirdo combination. But what we want to know this afternoon is, what food do you love that other people hate? Do text in your suggestion 4001 or use the Dubai Eye Messenger app with your name, and you could be winning 500 dirhams to spend at Miss Lily's. We'll be hearing the rest of our guests' suggestions throughout the show. Now, when we come back, we're going to be talking about a seemingly innocent pastry that's become a global hate object after being posted on social media. Why is everybody so repulsed? Find out next. Well, guys, you are turning my stomach this afternoon. I'm Helen Farmer, talking about food, glorious food, on the Thursday Brunch Show. And we were asking you, what is the food that you love that everybody else hates? Some great suggestions coming in. This is win a 500 dirham voucher to spend at Miss Lily's here in Dubai. Here we go. Spreading Marmite on a penguin biscuit. It's incredible. I will take your word for that. Pickled egg sandwich, lamb brain and tongue, boiled beetroot topped with melting cheese and pickled jalapenos. Yum. Wow, guys. This is creative stuff. So you want to send in your suggestion, we'll put you into the draw to win a 500 dirham voucher to spend at Miss Lily's. 4001 on the text, so you can get in touch using the Dubai Eye Messenger app. It's Thursday brunch. I'm wearing a nice loose dress to accommodate all the food we're about to enjoy. We're live until 2 o'clock this afternoon. Bill and Michelle from Pitfire Pizza are here. Their neighbourhood pizzeria in JLT is famed for its New York meets Neapolitan bases. And mozzarella made right here in the UAE, and all sorts of creative toppings that we're going to be trying later in the show. In fact, they're already being dished out. We're also joined by Chef Darren Marana of Miss Lily's, the famous Jamaican eatery and night spot where celebs and foodies alike flock for the jerk chicken and more. And Dahlia Dogmosh is here, best-selling cookery book author, cupcake aficionado and food consultant. She's loved both on the page and on social media and in real life, of course, for the way she blends recipes, culinary inspiration and storytelling. So thanks for being with us, guys, this afternoon. Now, Michelle, you are going to have to work a little bit this afternoon as well. And we want to treat... Well, it would be a bit unfair for us to sit here and eat pizza and not treat everybody to a bit of pizza too. So we've got a voucher for one lucky so-and-so to win a voucher to spend at Pitfire Pizza. But you're going to have to tell us this.
Guess the ingredient.
Michelle and Dahlia, our keeper of the clues this afternoon. Michelle, what is clue number one, please?
So I'll put on my radio voice. Today's mystery ingredient comes from a specific area in Italy, either the province of Modena or the wider Emilia region surrounding it. The ingredient has a very long history, but the first written record was by a monk who described the ingredient being given as a gift to the Holy Roman Emperor, Henry III, when he passed through the province in 1046.
I think that's quite a tricky clue, unless you picked up on one word in it. So if you know what the mystery ingredient is today, do get in touch 4001 or use the Dubai Eye Messenger app with your guess and your name, and you could be winning a voucher to spend at Pitfire Pizza and enjoy some of the dishes that we are tucking into this afternoon. Now, before we the break, I asked you about a pastry that's really causing a bit of controversy over in London. So a restaurant in East London is selling a charcoal-activated vegan croissant. I mean, it's just trends everywhere. They're just chucking all the trends at this. That claims it will help detoxify your body. A bit of an eye roll from you there, Dahlia. I don't think eating a pastry can detoxify your body, but that, you know. It's a black croissant made with activated charcoal. A woman called Amy Charlotte Keane posted a photograph of this on Twitter. She'd seen it for sale in a restaurant called Coco de Mummy, and it's now hated across the world. Everyone says it looks absolutely disgusting. From a bakery point of view, you opened your bakery in Beirut. Cooking something black must be really difficult to actually know when it's cooked, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really curious. I didn't hear about this. It looks...
gross.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, I expected it to be more black than that. But yeah, it just looks like a charred...
Croissant. Yeah, looks like it'd be left in the oven a bit too long.
Yeah, absolutely.
But charcoal does seem to be a bit of a trend at the moment. You can get, obviously, this charcoal, you know, the face masks have gone crazy online, toothpaste, but also burger buns, smoothies. There is a really good activated charcoal lemonade at Comptoir 102, which is delicious, but I'm not sure I would want it in my pastry. The logic behind it is that activated charcoal has been treated to make it really porous. So if you have it in your body, it can absorb, you know, if you've been poisoned, you have charcoal. So, you know, it absorbs the poison. This also could absorb nutrients as well. You know, it can take the good stuff as well as the bad stuff. What do you reckon, Bill? Would you fancy this?
Pretty gimmicky, I think.
Yeah, it is. It's like hashtag charcoal. Let's get some more likes on Instagram.
First it was the hamburgers. Now it's the croissants.
Yeah. And the vegan thing, you know, hashtag vegan. Oh, speaking of vegan, you'll never guess who's gone vegan. Gordon Ramsay, allegedly. So this is coming out of his... He's got a new restaurant, new pizza restaurant, guys. Just saying. Renowned meat lover Gordon Ramsay.
Bring it, Gordon.
Eyes on the prize, Gordon. He's basically announced to the world that he's going to give this vegan thing a try. And now animal charity PETA has responded. Now, it was about a month ago, someone tweeted a photo to Chef Gordon Ramsay. And he likes to get photos sent to him by, you know, fans, other foodies. And someone had sent him a photograph of a vegan lasagna. And he replied saying, "I'm a member of PETA, People Eating Tasty Animals." So he was made his position pretty clear on this. And now it sounds like he's going to give veganism a try. And he also posted it with a photo of a new vegan pizza at his new pizzeria. So again, the PR alarm bells are starting to ring a bit. Is this just a push? So I'm very intrigued to see how this is going to go along. And PETA has responded saying, "We're hoping it seduces him as it has so many other chefs and mortals of all types become healthier in heart, body and mind." Now, Chef Darham, jerk chicken, shrimp. I'm guessing you're not a vegan fan.
No, I'm absolutely not.
And absolutely no apologies that made there at all. Now, we've got some new openings happening in Dubai. I'm going to ask our studio-based Americans how they feel about Guy Ferrari. He's opening a new licensed cinema. It's opened at the Jebel Ali Recreation Club, serving... Well, what's he known for, you guys? What's Guy Ferrari kind of famed for in the
Junk
States?
Junk food.
Junk food.
Putting everything in one dish.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a first for him. He's got 50 restaurants in the US. He's coming to Dubai and it's his first kind of cinema-based eatery. The dining menu features dishes that are, listen to this for a dish title, fully loaded trash can nachos. Wow, that sounds tempting. But they do look amazing. They come with smoked brisket, brown sugar barbecue sauce and SMC. Any guesses what SMC stands for? Blank faces. Super melty cheese.
Oh. How clever.
I know. And big bites, so bacon, mac and cheese, burger. And it's priced 160 dirhams for a two-course dine-in cinema. Do you know what? My husband would love this, and I am quite tempted to treat him to it. But
I'd like this. I mean, at the movies, that's kind of the stuff I want to eat.
And also, if you're eating in the dark, do the calories really count?
That's what we thought.
Yeah, I mean, I can't see it personally. I mean, I'm up to give it a try. But I can't really, I mean, how would you eat like something which is messy in the dark? I mean, for me, I'd have it all over me.
Yeah, we'd need to go full bib.
Yeah. So I
think we need to go
and
try,
to give it a try.
Yeah, me too. Absolutely. And on the topic of new openings, Nick and Scott, friends of the show, are landlords at a new restaurant. So the place was called Black Lion down at the H Hotel, and they have taken it over. It's now called The Lion by Nick and Scott. Some really good deals happening there, actually. They're going to have Ruby Tuesday nights where you get unlimited curry and three drinks for 125 dirhams. On weekdays at lunchtime, you can pop in for a toastie and a cup of tea for 48 dirhams. And Saturdays and Sundays is going to be a match of the day roast deal. So good one if you fancy a bit of kind of British pub fare. They're neighbours of yours, Chef Durham. They're downstairs.
Yep. Yes.
So you might need to go and, you know, say hi to the new neighbours just around the corner.
I do visit over there.
Do you?
I went over there. So.
They've got things like buttermilk chicken wings with lime and green chilli and sausage rolls with a barbecue dip. Now, do keep your suggestions coming in for the food that you love that everybody else hates. Some really interesting suggestions. Stinking bishop cheese, crocodile carpaccio, anyone? 4001 with your suggestion, or use the Dubai Eye Messenger app to win a 500 dirham voucher spend at Miss Lily's. When we come back, we're tucking in some peat fire pizza. we have been treated to some fantastic pit fire pizza. Bill and Michelle are here from the Neighbourhood Pizzeria in JLT, and they've brought some pretty unusual but very delicious toppings. Chef Darren Rama is here from Miss Lily's. We're going to be serving up, what dishes we've got coming up actually, Chef Darren?
It's going to be a jerk chicken, obviously. And we have a special speciality is called pimento short ribs.
Oh, short ribs. Happy days. And it was indeed the jerk corn and the chicken that Ed Sheeran had when he came into the restaurant last year. So I'll take it. Thanks very much. And Dahlia Dogmash is here, best-selling cookery book author, bakery expert, and social media queen. Here to talk about, well, everything from Syrian German cookery to travels, and also to try some of their fantastic food as well. So thank you guys for being here. We've had some amazing suggestions on for the food that you love that everybody else hates. That's to win a 500 dirham voucher at Miss Lily's. Spicy curry with strawberry jam. Woof. Oh, crikey. Oh, and actually, I have mushrooms in just about every dish, from a curry to a pasta or a salad, but my mum and sister stay away from it. They find it yucky. I find them weird. I'm also having loads of guesses for our mystery ingredient this afternoon as well. There'll be another clue coming up from Dahlia in a few moments. And I have to say, everyone's getting it pretty spot on, so maybe it was not as hard as I think. And if you can guess our mystery ingredient, you're winning some really, well, how much? About 500 dirhams to spend down at
500, yeah.
500 dirhams goes a long way on pizza, so this could be a real pizza party.
Yeah, bring a crowd.
Absolutely. Now, Bill and Michelle, I said earlier that pizza changed your life, and I know that sounds a bit sensationalist, but you guys moved to Dubai, you brought an oven over, you shipped an oven to Dubai and put it in your garage. What is it about pizza that you love, and why did you think that Dubai needed pit fire pizza?
Well, it started 40 years ago in Albuquerque, actually, where I grew up, and I had my first slice is a term that people use in the business. My first slice, and that generally means that's the type of pizza that people gravitate towards. And got hooked by a neighborhood pizza restaurant that we used to go to as kids. Actually, on our website, there's a photograph of me on our about page that shows that very restaurant right there where it all started for us.
What was on that first slice? Can you remember?
It was just a cheese pizza, but it was a New York style, and that's what hooked me. And actually studied hotel and restaurant management to pursue that interest, and worked in bars and restaurants in Houston for about 5 years, which convinced me that the food and beverage business was not for me, and I took a different path. But I never shook the pizza bug.
Still had the pizza passion all those years.
Yeah, and when we moved to, I'm a designer, lighting designer here in Dubai, which is helpful in the restaurant industry. When you can combine architecture and interior design with food, that's really what it's all about. But when things took a downturn in Dubai back in 2010 and 11, I decided to scratch that itch, Michelle and I, and we brought over an industrial Baker's Pride pizza oven.
Where was it from?
It's from the U.S.,
I can't even begin to imagine. How big is this oven that you put into your garage?
It's one-third the size of our actual oven. It's a mini. It's called a stubby, and it's from a Baker's Pride, but it's a proper...
It's huge.
Proper pizza oven. Yeah.
So you guys were serious from the beginning, and then you started having pizza parties for friends at home?
Yeah, we started doing that, and just we've been to... There's a phenomenal show in Las Vegas, actually, called the Pizza Expo, International Pizza Expo. It's once a year.
That sounds like a very happy place.
It is.
Yeah, it is. They've combined it recently with craft beer, which makes it even better. So it is a very interesting show, and we learned a lot there, and then learned a lot from our friends at Dion's, who are the first guys that inspired me. They're actually the 18th largest independent pizza operators in the United States now. And... just started down this path of understanding dough and how it works, and cheese and sauce and toppings, and were inspired by what we were seeing, and just kind of kept on going, and just didn't drop it. And the thing that motivated us primarily was, Dubai, it really is a food and beverage frontier in the Middle East, and we saw an opportunity to bring in, an independent craft style pizza. And, there's plenty of chain restaurants here. There's plenty of, Italian style pizzas. And there really isn't this style that we are making here in Dubai.
So what makes your base different?
Well,
I'm just, if you go really technical into that, that'd be great, because I want to have a bite of the pizza.
Yeah, okay.
Try not to crunch on air. Go.
Dig in. we, you know, we're from North America, Michelle and I, and, you know, although some of the best pizza in the world now is coming out of North America, of all different styles, and that being the operative word, style, you know, the first thing in, when you get into pizza is understanding that in North America, there's 22 different regional styles of pizza.
What?
Yep.
How can that be?
Well, it's...
ranging from what to what? Like what?
Well, so for example, you know, you've heard of Chicago deep dish, and you've heard of...
Detroit.
Yep, Detroit style. There's a style called bar pizza, which is kind of like a Northeastern style pizza. And, you know, if you go have pizza in Brooklyn, New York, and then get in your car and drive 2 hours to New Haven, Connecticut, actually just go to Queens, the styles are going to be different. And so that really intrigued me. And you know, there's a negative connotation with kind of North American style pizza. So we were very careful not to pigeonhole ourselves as that. And there's not many of us Yanks running around here in Dubai. It's mostly a European market. And the Europeans like their visuals, you know, and their pizzas. So they like that craft, artisan, Neapolitan styled look. By the way, there's 8 different pizza styles in, I think, 9 different pizza styles in Italy alone.
Wow.
So it's regional as well. And you go to different parts of Europe. The Germans have actually regional styles. You know, the Spanish have different style pizzas. So it's really diverse. And so the first thing for us was to really start working on the visuals of our food. And we've kind of developed a New York style pizza that's blended with Neapolitan, so it's kind of somewhere in the middle.
It's a thin crust, hey? Mm-hmm.
It's a thin crust, yeah. And but you know, the thing I love the notion of Neapolitan pizzas. They come out charred and blistered and burned and, you know, steaming. And but you know, the problem is they cook in 90 seconds and they come out and they're invariably borderline raw dough, if not raw dough. And that's what, you know, goes down like a ton of bricks.
And from a practical point of view, delivery, that's not happening.
Doesn't deliver well.
Doesn't deliver well, you know. So our volume is delivery. We have a really great little restaurant in Cluster D that's quite small. And we're also in Cluster J, where we've got more of a production kitchen where we're handling most of our volume. But crafting something that's, you know, really inspirational for people when they open that box and just go, yeah, baby, this is going to be good. You know, this
that's
is
made my night. Thanks
that's,
very much.
That's it. And we started out with a base recipe from a guy named Tom Lemon, who's got nicknamed the Dough Doctor in the United States. And he's a bakery guy, been around for a long time.
Did you get like a starter yeast from him? How did you work with him?
Well, actually, we did speak to him and he was pretty helpful. But he's got a New York style dough recipe that you can get off the internet. And we started with that. And we've drifted quite a ways from that fundamental basic recipe over the last 2 years. And the last 2 years in particular, we've really changed our mix up and we've introduced a whole series of, you know, artisan bread making techniques into our dough making process that has really changed the our dough for us. And it's the part of the business I really enjoy the most is the science and chemistry and biology of dough and what happens. It's a living organism, you know, the big dough ball. We proof for 48 hours. We're using a special blend of dough from a company called Caputo in Italy. It's a premium flour that we have imported in here to Dubai. And of course, we got a solid a sauce recipe, which we're going to share with the listeners today.
Yeah, we're going to let out a few pitfire secrets.
That's
out
right.
of the bag. So
yeah.
Tell us, we've had 4 slices served to us. I've had one, which is called the Palm. Mm. So we did say bring in some unusual. What is on the Palm pizza?
Okay, so the Palm has an olive oil base. So it starts with just, you know, you open the dough, you sort of squirt some olive oil, spread it around. Then it's got our normal mozzarella cheese blend.
And where do you get the mozzarella from? Because I heard a whisper that there's a UAE source as well.
Well, Italian dairy products. So they're importing their milk, but they're making the cheese here in the UAE. So we buy
in Sharjah,
from them.
Right?
Yes,
Sharjah,
in Sharjah, yeah.
Yeah, she's lovely.
So yeah, we've been using them, you know, sort of all along. And so then the cheese goes on, and then we put a little bit of gorgonzola cheese on it.
Delicious.
And then we put dates.
This was what threw me off. And it works, Dahlia, doesn't it?
I mean, you've had one. I've had all four at this point. I'm being quiet and trying not to munch into the mic. But it's beautiful. I mean, I'm all about sweet and savory. Mm. It's really, really, really good. And I mean, the dough, like, I feel like beaming this to my husband. He's obsessed with pizza.
Oh, we might be able to give you a slice to take
I know
home.
You're not listening, but this, I mean,
it's the business, it's isn't it?
Amazing.
And then there's, you've got some bit of rosemary in there as
We've
well.
We've got a little pinch of rosemary on there, and we have bressaola.
Delicious. And then a drizzle.
Then we bake it. Okay. And then after bake, we drizzle on balsamic glaze, which just finishes that with that nice.
Chef Durham, what's your verdict, sir?
It's super, super light. That's what I've already said to her. Like, mm-hmm. So nice. I like this bressaola and date one. It's like kind of trendy.
It's so sweet and savory, isn't it?
Yeah.
So interesting. Now, we would like to treat you to some Pitfire pizza as well. 500 dirhams, no less, which I think will buy a few of the Palm pizzas for you, family and friends. But you're going to have to work for it. You have to do this.
Guess the ingredient.
Dahlia, keeper of the clues. What's clue number two?
Today's mystery ingredient is made by pressing whole grapes, including the skin, seeds and stems, and cooking them over a direct flame until concentrated. This is then left to ferment naturally for up to 3 weeks and then matured and further concentrated for a minimum of 12 years in a batteria or five or more successively smaller aging barrels. These barrels are made of different types of wood, such as oak, chestnut, cherry, juniper, and mulberry, so that the vinegar can take on the complex flavors of the casks.
Do you know what our mystery ingredient is this afternoon? 4001, or get in touch with using the Dubai Eye Messenger app with your guess and your name to win 500 dirhams to spend at Pitfire Pizzas. When we come back, we can eat some more. So it's a Thursday brunch show. It's the culinary highlight of my listening week, and I'm sure it's yours too. We've been eating pizza in the studio this afternoon, and there's more to come. Bill and Michelle are here from Pitfire Pizza, the neighbourhood pizzeria in JLT, and the ingredients are just stunning. We've also got Chef Rana here from Miss Lily's, the famous Jamaican eatery and hotspot where the celebs flock, as do the foodie fans. And author Dahlia Dogmosh is here, cookery book author, cupcake aficionado, culinary nomad. I think sums it all up, Dahlia. Now, Bill, let's talk tomatoes. We've just had one of your Pitfire pizzas, and breaking news, tomatoes taste like tomatoes. How do you do it?
They certainly do. Kudos to my very good friend, Stuart Kirkham, who once a year grows heirloom tomatoes, about five different varieties. And we're harvesting. I think we're just about finished up now.
Where are they?
Pardon me?
Where does he grow them?
He grows them at his villa.
Really?
Actually.
So yeah. Like residential tomato growing?
Yeah.
Love it.
I mean, he's quite sophisticated, but he's really into it. He's into the... the soil and the way that it grows, and he's got it all protected. It's quite an operation. You know, it's very small, but you don't need a whole lot of tomato plants to get a pretty good yield.
So the pizza we just tried, that's named after him.
That's right. Yeah.
What's it called?
Stuart's Heirloom Tomato Pizza.
It's delicious. Now, I've got to say, the last time I had tomatoes that tasted that fresh and that vibrant was actually in Beirut, and I remember going there and thinking, wow, it just felt really. So fresh, Dahlia. You've tucked into the heirloom tomato pizza.
The tomato is so sweet, and which is really, really quite rare.
And you've got the yellow and the red varieties on there.
So, mm-hmm. But Beirut, mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the Banadora Jabalie, which is that. It's called mountain tomato. It's
something special. Something, so yeah, really, really delicious ones. And you, so before you opened Pitfire Pizza, you did have these kind of pizza parties at home. You had the oven in the garage. What was the pizza that was always the most popular with your friends?
It's the Pitfire Primo that you're eating here today.
I haven't had a bite yet. What's on that one?
So it's unusual. Another unusual one. It has a roasted garlic paste for a base.
Oh.
So so just roast whole cloves of garlic in the oven.
So you need to have this with a friend, or if you're married,
it's not that strong, actually. And
it mellows in the
roasted,
oven?
It's roasted, so it brings out the sweetness, you know. And yes, you can taste the garlic, but it's not like a hit of fresh garlic, no.
So roasted garlic base, and then what goes on top?
Yeah, and then it's got, you know, mozzarella, and then we put mushrooms and Kalamata olives. chopped Kalamata olives. Mm. And again, that one also has another type of cheese. It has goat cheese.
Yeah. I'm gonna be getting stuck into this soon.
And Fontina.
And Fontina. Oh,
it's cheese.
I almost forgot the Fontina. Yeah, that's kind of.
And provolone.
Okay, now this little
that's
exchange.
That's a cheese blend.
This little exchange brings me to my next question. What's it like working as a husband and wife team?
It works for us, you know. I mean, it's great for us. I mean, ultimately, we're a team in everything we do. We always have been, and we sort of balance each other out. And so, you know, it's not really about one working for the other. It's about both of us working together towards a shared goal.
We have complementary skill sets.
He said diplomatically.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
She's Michelle's operations. She's everything other than pizza, interior design, and branding. I do that, and Michelle's everything else other than that.
Yeah. I first came across you guys and introduced my husband to you at the food festival, and you were selling these jumbo slices. Mm-hmm. Those jumbo slices are other level. And you were, you know, they're all being made fresh in the back. Michelle's there out front smiling. Bill's there cooking. And it was such good energy. It really, really was. So kudos for you for kind of getting out in the community and sharing the pizza love. We've had a message here from Christian saying, your pizza guest reminded me for some reason of NYC's Scott Pizza Tours. Are you familiar with Scott Pizza Tours?
Certainly are.
Yep. We love
him.
Is
this a good comparison? Okay, good.
It's a great comparison, yeah. Yeah.
Very, very.
Somebody should follow him on Instagram because he's always doing something interesting and all different kinds of places. So he's a real educator. You know, that's his...
He's based in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to New York City, sign up for one of his tours. He'll take you to all the famous pizzeria joints in Brooklyn and Manhattan and Queens and the different boroughs.
Pizza educator, if that's not a job to aspire to,
yeah.
I don't know what is. Do keep your suggestions coming in for today's mystery ingredient. You could be winning a 500 dirham voucher to spend at Pitfire Pizza. You can truly have a pizza party with your friends and family. And also a little reminder to send in the food that you love that everybody else hates. Natto has come in. So this is fermented soybeans, a Japanese breakfast dish with boiled rice, says Fiona. I still can't get past the spicy curry with strawberry jam. If you think you can beat it, it could be a weird combination. Dahlia, what's your weird food that you like that everybody else hates?
I mean, I'm all into... I know you were reading tongue and brain. Lamb,
yeah.
I mean, I'm... Yeah. Lamb brain sandwich.
Lamb brain sandwich.
Look, I eat everything apart from licorice. I can eat everything.
No
crawling
way.
Things, all you want. But I just can't get past licorice. So.
Chef Darren, where are you on the lamb brain sandwich?
I love them, actually. But I have like spicy lamb brain with oven-baked bread.
Is that something you cook at home or you go out to eat in Dubai?
I go out also, but I cook at home also.
Lamb
but
brains.
That's my breakfast. That's the thing. That's the weird thing. Like I have it in early in the morning when I'm craving for my breakfast.
Wow. Okay. If you've got a suggestion, it could be a weird food, a weird combination. You could be winning 500 dirhams to spend at Miss Lily to go down and try the jerk chicken that we're going to be trying after this. 4001 on the text line. Get in touch with the Dubai Eye Messenger app with your weird food suggestion and your name, and we'll pick a winner later in the show. What food do you love that other people hate? That's what we're talking about this afternoon. Maybe it's pineapple on pizza. Cheese and beetroot sandwich was Mark Lloyd from The Ticket suggestion. Semolina, offal, or maybe just a really weird combination. Mine is ketchup sandwiches. Marcus, our tech op guy in the booth, loves tinned spaghetti with white rice. Can you beat that? If you fancy your chances and think that your food is just the weirdest, you could be winning a 500 dirham voucher to spend at Miss Lily's 4001 or get in touch using Dubai Eye Messenger app with your suggestion. Paya and Paratha has come in. Now, I've asked Aisha, our producer, says Paya is goat feet curry. Cracking suggestion. Peanut butter with chili garlic sauce on toast. Nora saying chili crunchy mopani worms. Worms are awesome. A delicacy of Southern Africa. And he's saying lamb tongue sandwich. And Marilyn, Bombay sandwich with a layer of spicy Lay's chips. People be weird. I love it. So do message in your suggestion of weird and wonderful food that you love that everybody else hates to win a 500 dirham voucher to spend at Miss Lily's. We've got Bill and Michelle here from Pitfire Pizza. Dahlia is here. We are talking about food, glorious food on our Thursday brunch show. Now, tell me about the Sputnik pizza, Michelle. We've just been tucking into that, and I taste a little bit of caramelized onion.
Yes. Oh, that's another one with an olive oil base. So it's a what we call a white pie. So it doesn't have a tomato.
White pie.
Yeah, it doesn't have a tomato base. And it's got, again, our cheese blend, another one with gorgonzola cheese on it. And then we put fresh roasted chicken and roasted potatoes.
Potatoes. I like this.
Yeah.
Pizza and potatoes, like carb on carb action.
It completely works. You know, before we launched it, we had a lot of people ask us.
Really?
For a potato pizza. Yeah.
I've never heard of it before, but it works. It's thinly sliced roast potato.
Yeah.
And it's so comforting. You know, it's cheesy, it's warm.
Yeah.
You've got the sweetness from the caramelized onion, and then you've got the crunch of the crust. Now, Aisha, our producer, is hovering around my crusts over here saying she wants to eat them, and I haven't left them for her purposes. I've left them because I want to eat them separately in a minute so she can just buzz off. Thank you very much. Dahlia, what's your take on the Sputnik? Also like the name, guys, by the way. Top punning.
Really, really, really yummy. The chicken is nice and tender.
Chicken's lovely.
Caramelized onions. I mean, again, everywhere. No, really, really yummy. But my favorite was the
Pepper Primo.
Yeah, that one was just... Yeah.
And just to remind us, what was on that one, Michelle?
That was the one with the roasted garlic crust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if we're making your mouth water, and I think we probably are, we would like to treat you to have some dinner with friends and family, or maybe you just want to go along and spend 500 dirhams all by yourself at Pitfire Pizza. And frankly, we'd have absolutely no judgments on that. We would like to treat you to a voucher to spend down there, but you're going to have to work for it. You're going to have to do this.
Guess the ingredient.
It's our third clue of the day. Michelle, you're up, keeper of the clues.
The name of today's mystery ingredient originates from an ancient Greek word that means restorative or curative.
Some great clues this afternoon and some fantastic guesses coming in. My eyes cannot stay away from the text coming in about the weird foods. Danny's saying orange juice and cereal, durian and banana smoothie, tuna and Nutella sandwich, Vegemite cheese and fresh white bread sandwich. Wow. Yeah. People have weird tastes. Go on, Dahlia.
I have one which is, I think, a very like Arabic or Middle Eastern thing. It's rice and ketchup and then a bit of yogurt. You know how we yogurt on everything? We have warm yogurt.
Well, I'm a ketchup lover, so you're speaking my language here.
Yeah.
But there's no protein there at all. It's
just it's just rice and then sweet, and it has to be ketchup sauce that's like sweet, and then a dollop of yogurt. So yeah.
That sounds like good kiddie food.
Exactly. Kiddie food.
My kids would love that. You've got kids, hey?
Yes.
What do they enjoy eating at home?
They eat everything. I didn't give them the option.
You. No, mine eat nothing.
That's my German side. I didn't give them an option. Hungry
pizza.
The
girls love
pizza. They love, that's their favorite, of course. But I didn't. I was very, a hungry child will eat. So there was no option.
So true. What's their favorite then?
Pizza and croissant is my son. My daughter she's already a paleo person because she just is a carnivore. She does not like carbs, which
really?
Is so weird. She's four. and then my one-year-old, she just eats everything. She's like
my 1-year-old eats everything. We call it Tabitha Jean, the eating machine. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
I love it.
She's unreal. Mm. My older one is not. Some kids just aren't motivated by food, and it's not that she's a picky eater. She's just not motivated by food. Mm. I can bribe her with a bit of chocolate and things, but she's not someone who comes home and goes, oh, I'm so hungry, I want this, and gets excited about food. She's just like, well, I'll eat it as fuel, but I'm just not that bothered. So I applaud you for having three good eaten kids. Now, I want to talk about Victoria Beckham. It's not someone we normally talk about on the Thursday brunch show because she's not known for eating a lot.
Yeah.
She needs to eat.
She had her birthday and she celebrated her birthday in the most Victoria Beckham way possible. So, you know, she's a fashion designer now. And I have to say, you know, she's pretty good. But she had a birthday cake that's basically not a cake at all. It's made out of fruit. We'll see if we can get a photo of this online. It's one of the saddest photos I've ever seen in my life. She had a photo of her, you know, cutting into her birthday cake, inverted commas, which was a watermelon covered in blueberries and strawberries with a candle on the top. It's sad. Mm. It's a sad, sad sight, Victoria. Mm. Do you know what? If you're going to have fruit, just say you're having fruit on your birthday. Don't try and pretend it's a cake. Anyway, 19.5 million followers she's got on Instagram, and they were left somewhat divided, with some people asking why she hadn't let her hair down and opted for a proper dessert. One commented, "This has got to be the worst birthday cake I have ever seen." People were truly outraged, and some people defending her choice to have whatever she wanted on her birthday. Would that float your boat, Bill?
Definitely not.
No. I might have that at the hotel buffet, you know, chuck into some
fruit.
Well,
you like watermelon?
Not like for watermelon. A birthday cake, Bill.
Maybe with a pint of like Haagen-Dazs vanilla
yes,
ice cream.
Yes, thank you. You know, fruit has its place, but I think birthdays.
Can I see? Yeah, it's misleading.
It's not a cake.
I'll have that before the cake.
Exactly. Yeah. I think it's the fact she's cut into a slice of it. Yeah. And she put on the video on Instagram and said, "Love from a very lucky mummy. I love you all so much. Kisses." And I was like, she's being a bit sarcastic that the kids and husband haven't got her a proper cake. But I don't think she does irony, so probably not.
Doesn't she know that dark chocolate would have just made that much, much, much better?
Just a little drizzle. Exactly right. Now, Chef Dharam Rana is in the corner of the studio. He is getting the food ready from Miss Lily's. Now, Miss Lily's is down in Dubai, and it's basically become a bit of a celebrity hotspot. Everyone from Bella Hadid, another model who eats, and she does eat. I follow her on Instagram and take great pleasure in seeing what she enjoys. Ed Sheeran was there before his concert last year. Rihanna's popped in, and it looks like we're going to get some corn. Really, really excited about that. Smells just fantastic. But before we come to that, now, Dahlia, you've had a bakery before. Do you enjoy tea and biscuits?
I do.
Do you dunk?
So I do dunk.
What would be your dunking weapon of choice?
There's the American dunk. What? And then there's the European dunk.
Tell me more, Dahlia. You've lived everywhere.
Different. So American dunk, you've got to take the Oreo. I don't know. See, I've got somebody going this way.
We have got Americans in the studio who know what you're talking about. How do you eat your Oreo in life? And then how do you dunk it?
So I will dunk half of it. Not too long. It can't get too soggy, but it has to get soft. Oreo dunk is the American dunk. And then, look, I have this, like, I see you, English person. I'm a Frenchie. So I'll dunk the sablé before I dunk the shortbread.
Okay. Yes. Tea and biscuits, Bill and Michelle, are you fans?
No.
No, it is a British thing. And it's, do you know what? It's a hotly debated topic in my motherland. It really is. People get het up about tea and biscuits. Now, I don't drink tea, but I do like a Dunkin' milk. So, you know. And a very highly scientific study has taken place to try and settle this argument best, you know, once and for all. What is the best biscuit for dunking? But there's nothing worse than, you know, holding your biscuit above the, you know, the hot tea or the milk just a fraction too long. It collapses into it and you're left with that kind of soggy mess at the bottom. So they did an experiment where they kind of pitted different biscuits against the clock, dunked into tea to see how long would last the longest. So would a custard cream crumble under the pressure? Would a rich tea biscuit come out on top? So I would have guessed, and Aisha, our producer, was like, chocolate hobnob, hands down. She said, I didn't even need to think about it. Didn't even need to think. It was an instant reaction, chocolate hobnob. These are the standard biscuits ranked from worst. So hobnob actually only lasted 15 seconds. And then they did malted milk, ginger nut, fig roll, chocolate digestive. Digestive lasted longer than chocolate digestive. Chocolate hobnob, rich tea, custard cream, jammy dodgers, shortbread, and coming out on top with a whopping 2 minutes and 39 seconds was the bourbon. Now, I would like to say bourbon is actually two biscuits sandwiched together, so I think this is a bit of a cheat. And as a British person, I can have strong opinions on this. Now, the Oreo, they did expand it to international biscuits as well, Dahlia. The researchers then decided to carry out the same test with less traditional biscuits. Oreo lasted 27 seconds. Maryland cookie, 21 seconds. So I tell you what, it sounds trivial. People take this very seriously indeed. So if you don't have your say, I've had a message here about Victoria Beckham's cake. Not that I'm a Victoria Beckham fan, but I don't find her birthday cake odd at all. 2 years ago, we celebrated a friend's birthday, a sweet melon with Smarties spelling out his name. That was the cake. You had Smarties. That makes it a dessert. She had strawberries and blueberries. Does not count. To have your say on biscuit dunking or any of our topics this afternoon, get in touch 4001 on the text line. Or you can message us using the Dubai Eye Messenger app. Or you can give us a call if you fancy a chat. 04-423-1010. When we come back, we've got another clue for our mystery ingredient to win 500 dirhams to spend at Pit Fire Pizza. And we're tucking into some food from Miss Lily's. Stay with us. And we are in foodie heaven this afternoon. It's the Thursday Brunch Show. It's all about food, glorious food. And I'm joined by a fantastic panel of foodie guests. We have got everything from pizza, jerk chicken, pastries. Everyone and everything is represented this afternoon. Bill and Michelle are here from Pit Fire Pizza. We've been enjoying some amazing slices and combinations. Guys, thank you so much for bringing those in. And if you want to win 500 dirhams to spend at Pit Fire Pizza, which would merrily feed you and your clan. Do you know what, my lips are all gone numb from the food we've just been having. Okay, I'll just slow down. 500 dirhams spent at Pit Fire Pizza. You need to guess our mystery ingredient. We have got another clue coming up. We're also asking you, what is the food that you love that everybody else hates? We've had some weird and wonderful suggestions. If you want to get your suggestion in 4001, you can get in touch using Dubai Eye Messenger app with the food that you love that everybody hates. Chef Adrian has been on the line saying favourite weird food is drinking the chicken jus like a soup and eating the crispy chicken skin. Michelle's like, yep, all over that. He says, it's all about you and the fat. And he says, kisses to you and Dahlia.
It's all about you and the fat. I love that.
It's all about the fat, says Chef Adrian. He is the man that knows, cooks up some amazing food over at Inked. We've had tamarind dissolved in water, just enough to be soupy with salt and Tabasco sauce. Oh, wow. Mm. Now, Randy said, rotty skin stuffed with ground yellow dal and curried duck, curried chana and curried potato and pumpkin with fresh pepper sauce. That doesn't sound weird. That just sounds amazing. Randy, come and cook for us. Wow. You guys are just amazing me this afternoon. Peanut butter and jam with chicken strips on a bread roll. Vanilla ice cream with spicy mango pickle. Bring in your suggestion, 4001, or use the Dubai Eye Messenger app with your suggestion and your name to win 500 to spend down at Miss Lily's. Now, we've just had our first dish from Miss Lily's, and it's really blown my mind, actually.
Oh, delicious.
To be completely honest, Aisha, our producer, was like, oh, here it is, it's the corn. I kind of said in that kind of sheepish voice, I'm not a massive fan of corn. And then ate it. And now I want more. I want all of the corn. So we're gonna get Chef Dharam to come on and explain fully. But from my point of view, roasted charred corn with this delicious, spicy, kind of like a jerk mayo, covered in coconut. Mm. Dahlia, you
looks like toasted.
I can see your plate, and you've destroyed that corn.
Good. My taste buds are very happy right now.
Mm. And what really made me giggle is Bill off air. He was like, would this make a good pizza topping?
We're collaborating now.
I love it. It's what the Thursday Brunch is all about, bringing people together. But is that what happens when you guys go out and eat? Are you always thinking, would this work? Let's try this.
Always.
Yeah. Is that kind of happened in the past where you've just gone, yeah, let's do it, let's try it?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah. The other day we had a pizza that at Maison Mathis in Ranches, which is kind of our local. We go there a lot. And it was another meatball pizza, and only this one had like a kind of like a ragu on the base and then the meatballs on top. And we were like, that's kind of cool. So that afternoon I was making a ragu to try it, and I made it, and then I took it into the restaurant and I tried it, and me and the pizza maker looked at each other and said, this would be better on pasta. Just doesn't go.
It's all about trying. Can I ask, I mean, obviously you're working with pizza every day. Do you have much at home? Do you eat much pizza at home?
Occasionally. I think we eat pizza from Pit Fire at least once a week as a meal. Yeah, for sure.
Good. Living the brand.
They'll bring it to us, of course, you know. but we will only get them to deliver it on off hours because Ranches is kind of far.
So what would be your busiest day of the week then? When are people going pizza mad?
Thursday.
Today. So tonight. Do you know what? After hearing us talking about some of these flavours this afternoon, I reckon you could be getting a few more orders at Pit Fire tonight. So you're based in JLT and deliver around JLT Marina areas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have, it's like a 7-kilometer radius around there. So we always get requests for delivering further out, and people get quite emotional about it when we when we won't deliver. And we just, you know, you just have to say no, because at the end of the day, we want our product to arrive hot and tasty and, you know, not cold. And so it's really down to that.
If I was to drive 7 kilometers away from JLT and just sat in my car, would you deliver it to my car? Could we compromise?
Maybe. Give me a call.
Okay, just wondering. So you set up Pitfire Pizza. What was the kind of the turning point where you thought, we need to do this and we need to do this as a business and really kind of get into it? What was that turning point?
Probably, you know, when Bill found a location that he thought would be a great place for a pizza spot.
So you opened initially in the Greens, village center there.
So Bill saw that space, and it was an Italian restaurant, and it wasn't doing very well. And he was like, oh my God, this is like one of the better places I've seen in Dubai that would be great for a pizza restaurant. So that's kind of what forced us to sort of take what we were doing at home and commercialize it.
It's a big step, guys.
Mm, it was.
What's been your highlight so far as kind of business owners and restaurateurs? The clunk you can hear was jerk chicken. going
for
on the plate.
For me, you know, the joy of creating food that people love is kind of indescribable. I mean, it's, you know, I'm a foodie. I love to cook. I love feeding people. It just makes me so happy. But we never get tired of watching people eat our pizza and enjoy it, because you can see the look on their face.
Of course.
You know,
you saw the look on mine, Dahlia's face, yeah, about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's just, I feel like it's a gift to be able to do that, you know?
What's been the best comment or feedback that you've received over the last few years?
Best pizza I've ever had in my life.
We get a lot of people that say, you know, this would be a banging pizza in Brooklyn or Los Angeles, here in Dubai.
That's epic.
That is.
I agree.
You know, it's really tough to do that here in Dubai. It's not easy.
Well, kudos to you guys. And as I said, we would like to treat everyone out there to a bit of Pitfire Pizza, but you're going to have to do a bit of work and guess our mystery ingredient. There are just 3 clues left, and I think we'll have another one.
Guess the ingredient.
Dahlia Dogmosh, come on, give us another clue.
Today's mystery ingredient has a very strong tart flavor with a sweet, fruity tang.
If you know what this is, get in touch with your guest and your name, 4001, or the Dubai Eye Messenger app to win 500 dirhams to spend at Pitfire Pizza. We're also asking you, what food do you love that everybody hates? And we would like to treat you to 500 dirhams to spend down at Miss Lily's. I've just had a message here from Lilia saying, my name is Lilia and I'm using my mum's phone. I am 10. I love anchovies on Caesar salad. I know lots of people hate them, but I love them. Not on pizza, though. Love that, because I'm one of those people that does get anchovies taken off. So Lily, you've got a more mature palate than me and most people that I know. Super cute. Do message in your suggestion of the food you love that everybody else hates. Marcus's spaghetti with rice is still carb king for me. He's in the booth there, fist up, victorious in his weirdness. 4001, a Dubai Eye Messenger app to get your suggestion in. When we come back, we're tasting this jerk chicken. Welcome back. I'm Helen Farmer, and this is the Thursday Brunch Show, live with you until 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's all about food, as we're eating it, talking about it, as we've got some of the best chefs, restaurateurs, and foodies in the studio. Bill and Michelle are here from Pitfire Pizza. They've got their neighborhood pizzeria in JLT, famed for its New York meets Neapolitan bases, mozzarella made right here in the UAE, and all sorts of creative toppings. Dahlia Dogmosh joins us, best-selling cookery book author, cupcake expert and food consultant, loved on social media and in books and, of course, in real life, offering her bit of expertise from across the world right here. We're also joined by Chef Darren Rana of Miss Lily's, the famous Jamaican eatery and night spot where celebs and foodies just like us flock for the jerk chicken. And it's the jerk chicken we've got right now, Chef. This is unreal.
Thank you.
No, I'm being serious.
Off the charts.
Off the charts. Delicious. So when it's served in the restaurant, it's served on the bone?
Yeah, it's served on the bone.
And Michelle, you said you'd been to Miss Lily's when it first opened,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we went when it first opened, and I love jerk chicken, and I ordered it, and I was like, eh.
It was okay.
Yeah. But this is much better.
This was pre-chef.
Mm.
Yeah. So
much
this,
thank you very much.
And what have you done? How is this chicken prepared, Chef?
Chicken is basically brined for 24 hours. And then after 24 hours, we marinate it for again 24 hours. So the process takes 48 hours before it comes to the grill. So after 48 hours, we take the chickens, we take it from the marinations, we cook them in a very slow steam. So they are just perfectly cooked and still tender. So they retain the juice and everything. Then we put on the char grill to make it like charred.
And to give that, Jamaican flavor and
that Jamaican color to it. Like.
And tell us about the jerk spice, because this is what Jamaica is really known for. Miss Lily's is now really known for the jerk chicken. How do you do it?
The jerk spice and jerk marinade is all homemade. So we take all the ingredients, which are scallions, onions, ginger, that basic ingredients that goes in Jamaican cuisine, and the flavoring of it. And then the main thing is scotch bonnet, which we use.
Ooh,
it. That gives that jerk to it.
Because I'm always a bit afraid of ordering something like jerk chicken. I think if it's going to be too spicy, it's going to kind of obliterate my taste buds, perhaps, you know. But this isn't, it's warming rather than hot, if that makes sense. And you say scotch bonnet, I go, oh, I don't want to eat that. But it's not. It's beautifully balanced. Mm. And it comes with this little pot of mango chutney and pickles as well, right?
Yeah, pickles, yeah. The pickles is also like homemade. Even the chutney is homemade. So we do it, we don't buy it from outside. So what we got, like, all the raw ingredients, and we process it and we make it our own pickles that served with your jerk chickens. And even the sauce, we made it like according to the Dubai lifestyle. So it goes like, it's not too high
not
on
too
the spice
cray-cray.
And not too low on the... So we, it's like a thing, like we're retaining the Jamaican flavor to food. So it's like an island food. So whenever you comes to Miss Lily, in Miss Lily what we do is like, we go through this culinary adventure to give you the feel of Jamaica.
Tastes like a holiday.
Yeah, it's like...
Dahlia.
Really, really good. And as you said, it's not... You know, it's not just my mouth is on fire. It's tasty spicy versus hot spicy only, which is really, really nice.
Yeah, that reminds Jamaica. Like,
I agree. It's got a, you know, there's food that can be really spicy. And this is spicy, but it lingers nicely. It's got a nice afterburn to it that's not too strong and it's not too soft. You know, it's just right in there.
Now, can we talk about the corn? Because you were busy preparing the jerk chicken when we were eating it. And that absolutely blew my mind. So it's charred corn.
Charred corn.
And then what do you do? Does it look like a lollipop, right?
Yeah, it's on the cob. That's the way we serve it. So yeah, it's a charred corn with jerk mayo. It's a mayo is made at a restaurant only, but we have all the jerk seasoning to it, like scallions, your onions, your scotch bonnet sauce, salt, and everything is there inside that, so you have that feel. But still we have used the mayo to flavor it. And then we put a toasted coconut. Again, the toasted coconut is done, like we are buying the coconut, but it's not toasted one, that's without so toasting is done at restaurant only. So we put the sugar and everything to get that mild flavor, that sweetness to the...
It sounds like it shouldn't work, but it really does.
I mean, the combination is like unique one.
It's amazing. It's just, as you said, it mixes that kind of sweetness of the coconut. You've got the crunch of the coconut.
And then you have that softness of corn and the charred flavor that comes in.
And this is a popular dish at Miss Lily's?
Yeah, it's one of the popular dishes.
People, I can imagine, would merrily travel across the city to come and eat that corn. Definitely. And that's served as a starter or a side, chef?
It serves as a starter.
I would have it for starter, side, dessert. Absolutely delicious. Now, if you would like to go down and taste the food at Miss Lily's, and frankly, you'd be mad not to. We want to hear the food that you love that everybody else hates. We've had some amazing suggestions. Mehe here, I'm 7. I love that because kids finish early on a Thursday. I love having the kids getting in touch. Mehe says, my mum hates it, but I love popcorn with ketchup. Yes, girl, you're speaking my language with the ketchup. Message saying, odd but yummy food combos, chocolate momos. So Nepalese momos with chocolate. I could see that working, actually. Grated coconut with coconut blossom syrup. Sounds delicious, actually. Dev says, nobody likes my garlic-flavoured cassava pudding. I wonder why. Scott's saying, live octopus drizzled with sesame oil. I'd be up for octopus. I'm not sure about the live octopus. Do get in touch with your suggestion, 4001 or the Dubai Eye Messenger app, to message us for free with your weird food that you love that everybody else hates, to win 500 dirhams to spend at Miss Lily's. Questions that come in for our pizza dudes. You ready for this? Quick question. Does Pitfire use mineral water or tap water for their pizza dough?
Very good question. We use mineral water. And water is the biggest ingredient in dough. It's 61.5% of the makeup.
I love how precise bakers are. Really,
that's our dough. I mean, yeah. every recipe is different, but that's ours.
Yeah.
So why do you choose to go with mineral then? And do you have a kind of, you know, a flavor, a mineral water of choice?
We do. We're using Aquafina because it has a really nice kind of full bodied flavor. It's got a nice minerally fresh flavor to it, and that imparts itself in the dough. It really does.
I love how technical it is. How long do you think it has gone for you to get to this dough that you're, you know?
Well, it's literally trying every single mineral water and seeing which one we like the best. That's how it.
By
that's
taste.
How we landed on Aquafina.
By taste, really.
Well, you're pizza nerds, you guys.
Yeah.
You know this, right?
Mm.
It's like other level kind of pizza. You are pizza geeks. So do get in touch. I think we can have maybe another clue.
Guess the ingredient.
We have got mystery ingredient up for guessing this afternoon. And we've had some really good suggestions in. I think a lot of people are getting it right this afternoon. If you would like to win 500 dirhams to spend at Pit Fire Pizza, you'll need to guess the ingredient. Michelle, you and Dahlia are sharing the clues this afternoon. What's our fifth clue?
Today's mystery ingredient has many health benefits. It has antibacterial and antiviral properties to help treat wounds. It is an antioxidant that can help prevent cell damage and improve the immune system. And it can help boost the activity of the digestive enzyme pepsin, thus improving metabolism.
Ooh, good factoids there, Michelle. Yeah. If you know what our mystery ingredient is this afternoon, do get in touch with your guess and your name, 4001, or use the Dubai iMessenger app. I think I probably would have got it now if I hadn't already, but we have got one more clue coming up. Now, Chef.
Yes.
What can people expect when they walk into Miss Lily's? What's the atmosphere like? What's the decor like?
The decor is like, you can imagine Jamaica. That's what I can say. Like, once you come in, you'll forget Dubai. It's like Jamaica. That's what you feel over there. The vibes, the people over there, the way we treat our guests is like so friendly. They feel like at
it's
home.
Colorful.
It's colorful.
Festive.
Yes.
Good music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
Can say like it's Jamaica away from Jamaica. It's like
Dahlia, you've been loved it.
It's got really, really good energy. It's one of those places that I think just is a fun place. Good food. Good energy.
Good for a group rather than a date night. Would you say?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Mm.
It's a great place to hang around. Yeah.
Did you see Rihanna when you were there? Dahlia?
No.
Did you see Ed Sheeran when you were there?
No, I
did. Did you see Bella Hadid when you were there?
No, but now I know.
But this is the crazy thing, because it's so popular worldwide, right? So now we're lucky enough to have our own Dubai outpost. And now when celebrities, they're seeking it out. I always find it really interesting where celebrities go in Dubai, because half of me is going, try this, try that. And I always want people to kind of discover homegrown concepts, go to the big spots as well, and kind of Michelle, should they come to JLT?
I definitely think they should. They should definitely come to Pitfire.
But JLT,
we don't get celebrities. I don't know why.
Listen, the Dubai Eye crew has been to JLT numerous times. But where you are in your cluster, it has become a real kind of foodie hub. It's got a really great buzz.
Yeah.
We had Lily on for Vietnamese Foodies on a few weeks ago. Obviously, you guys today were talking about Jamie Oliver opening up in JLT in a different spot. What do you think it is about JLT that's really kind of captured foodies' imaginations?
Well, it's an incubator. You know, it's a place where you can get in without financing. The spaces are smaller. The rent's a bit cheaper there. And you know, if you get the formula right, you can give it a go. And so you have all these independent small operators that are seriously passionate and serious foodies that are able to get in and get their own deal going, and that's why there's so many great restaurants in JLT. It's just swarming with good little boutique-y places.
But not all of them make it, unfortunately.
No, that's right. You do hear about closures fairly often.
Yeah, I mean, because that's a good word Bill used, incubator, because, you know, you do feel like you can give it a go there. And so really kind of everyone that wants to sort of, I've always wanted to have a restaurant, go and they open up, you know, something that, you know, they think is going to be good, and then maybe they're in the wrong location. It's a lot of first-time people that are there, so they don't really understand the value of picking the right location, even in JLT. You know, there are good locations
there
and bad locations.
There's kind of, you know, nooks and crannies in the more obvious spots, and even cluster-to-cluster makes a huge difference in terms of what anchor stores are there on that cluster, what's there in terms of residential or office buildings. You guys have got a great spot. Which cluster are you in?
D.
So in cluster D, I mean, obviously parking makes a big difference as well.
Yeah, you know, when they put paid parking instead of the 3 hours free, that was a bit of a blow to all of us. You know, we were like, gosh, guys, come on, you know.
Help us out here.
Yeah, and, you know, that was a challenge.
But it's actually better because, you know, you can always get parking now, and it's just RTA parking. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, well, but it's still paying for parking, whereas before people didn't have to.
I don't know. I forgot about my car a few times in JLT and got stung after that 3 hours. So I'm in favor of just topping it up on my phone. Now, when we come back, we're going to be trying some more food from Miss Lily's. We're going to have one more mystery ingredient clue and revealing some of the weirdest foods that you guys love that everybody else hates. Stay with us. The weekend's just around the corner, and there's nothing like the Thursday brunch show to get you in the mood. We've had pizza already with Bill and Michelle from Pitfire Pizza, absolutely blowing our minds with its own pizzas, balsamic glaze, potatoes, and guess what? It works. Also joined by Dahlia Demesh, who's here, talking about... The woman's a culinary nomad. She's lived everywhere. You were born in London, Dahlia?
Yes.
Len lived in...
Germany first 2 years, then Paris until I was 19, and then New York until I was 26, and I've been here since.
Yeah, just, you know, some of the coolest cities in the whole wide world. Where's been your favorite? Apart from Dubai, where would you want to go back to?
It's funny, all the Frenchies are going to hate me saying this. I love Paris going back to for a week, but I don't miss living there. I do miss living in New York, though, every day.
Do you?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, you know, given the chance, would love to have a bit of a New York stint. We have got Chef Durham here. He is from Miss Lily's, who's keeping us very, very well fed. If you can hear some clinking of cutlery and some munching, it's because what dish is coming around, Chef?
It's a pimento short rib.
Pimento short rib. It smells insane. Michelle, you've already had a forkful.
Oh my goodness!
It's the only show I don't mind people talking with a bit of a full mouth.
I can't even. I have no words.
Bill's going in for a forkful. It smells insane.
I'm not waiting for the fork.
No shame in that game, Dahlia. Yeah. Chef Ron, how do you prepare this?
Okay, for short rib, we marinate it for like 12 hours. Mm. This is in the marination with all the jerk spice, oxtail seasoning.
Oh, yum.
And then with scotch bonnet and garlic, cloves, and thyme. That was good. And then after 12 hours, we cook it for 12 hours in very low heat, like around 74 degrees Celsius. And it's cooking for overnight. So it takes 12 hours to cook it.
Oh.
And then we serve it.
It's beautiful.
With our special pica pepper sauce. That's the pica pepper is in. A kind of condiments from Jamaica that we use with our vegetables to give it the flavor of Jamaican cuisine.
Oh, unbelievable, Bill.
All right.
Bang on brand at Miss Lily's, Bill. Now, we would like to treat you to dinner at Miss Lily's. You just need to get in touch with your weird and wonderful food that you love that everybody else hates. It is your last chance to get in touch. People, you are blowing my mind this afternoon. There are some absolutely bizarro suggestions. Chapati and chocolate has come in. Pickled white cabbage. Not the most pleasant smell, but love it on a wintry day, says Lydia. Some really, really good ones. So do get in touch if you want to share yours for the chance to win 500 dirhams to spend at Miss Lily's. We've also want to treat you to heck of a lot of pizza this afternoon with the guys down at Pitfire. But you're going to have to do this. Guess the ingredient. Now, it's our final clue, Dahlia, and I know you're having some short rib, so I hope it's okay to ask you, what is our final clue?
Today's mystery ingredient is often used plain, mixed with olive oil to dip bread into. It is also used to make a popular vinaigrette or can be used as a glaze, like in the palm pizza from Pitfire Pizza, which features today on the Thursday's brunch.
It's your last chance. Send in your guess and your name to 4001. Get in touch using the Dubai iMessenger app. Your guess are our mystery ingredient to win 500 dirhams to spend down there at Pitfire Pizza. Literally your last chance. Now, guys, what does the weekend have in store?
For us, Fridays is kind of our off day, you know, and we like to go try a new place for lunch. And my idea, we're going to have to decide this as a team, obviously, but my idea, I'd like to go to the Yacht Club in the Bulgari Hotel.
Oh,
I've heard
beautiful.
A lot. I've heard it's a great place, nice vibe. So I'd like to try that for lunch on Friday, honey.
Bill, no pressure. I'm just going to ask you on the radio if you're going to take me to the Bulgari Hotel. So, Bill, are you going to take your wife
I'm
to Bulgari?
I'm down, yes, absolutely.
Awesome. Good lad. Good lad. Okay, we approve. And what about you, Chef? You'll be working?
I'm working.
What day do you normally get off?
On Mondays.
And then do you normally kind of chill out at home, or do you go out and do some eating out and about town?
Yeah, I go out eating with my friends.
Yeah, so where's your favourite?
It's Goya.
Oh, good man. I love it. Everyone's hanging out on Beach Road this weekend. What about you, Dahlia? What does the weekend have in store?
I'm too white for an Arab. I'm going to be splattered by the pool. That's
good
all I'm doing.
The weather's amazing.
Yeah.
Go out and enjoy. I think it's time to reveal our mystery ingredient. Michelle, are you able to?
I think it's balsamic vinegar.
It is. We had some amazing guesses and lots correct. But our winner is Chantel, number ending 6491. We will be in touch about your voucher to spend at Pitfire Pizza. And I really enjoyed hearing all of your weird and wonderful food. Pani Puri with Pepsi came in towards the end. Nearly got it. But Robert suggested his favourite weird and wonderful food that nobody else likes, omelette and strawberry jam. Rob, I can only think that you must be pregnant, my friend, because that is a weird combination. Even I didn't have that when I was with child. So, Robert, you get to win 500 dirhams spent down at Miss Lee's. Have a fantastic, fantastic time. The food, Chef Dharam, thank you so much,
thank
sir. That was a real, real treat. So thank you
pleasure.
So much. Brother Michelle from Pitfire Pizza, always a pleasure. And can't wait to have some more. You know we're big fans of you guys. Have a great
you.
Weekend.
Thank you for having us.
Dahlia, always a pleasure to have you in the studio. And hope to see you soon.
Thank you so much.
Do stay with us on Dubai this afternoon. Mark and Steph are coming up, and they've got the weekend's hottest movies. Have a great weekend.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.